Grizz Attack, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. In eastern Idaho, Tom Whitney decided to go for his morning run.
Started running, went back on these ATV trails, and about a mile in, noticed on my left side there was this furry patch, and I immediately stopped, looked at it, and made eye contact with what I quickly realized was a grizzly bear. It was running towards me. It was dead quiet. I could hear the ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. Branches breaking, twigs snapping. And before I knew it, the grizzly was 10 feet in front of me. And after a couple seconds, I decided to play dead, acting on my instincts. I curled down into a little ball, and the grizzly bear came up next to me. I'm guessing it was 350, 400 pounds. The cub stayed behind, and the grizzly took some swipes at me and took some bites at me. I said a quick little prayer, and next thing I knew, the bear took off.
Leaving Tom with some minor puncture wounds and scratches, I asked Fish and Game official Roger Phillips if playing dead was a good strategy.
With grizzly bears, you definitely want to not fight back. You want to curl up and protect yourself, protect your neck and your vital organs, and try to remain as still as possible, because in these situations, the bear decides that there's no longer a threat to its cubs, and it will do usually exactly what this one did.
Good to know, and leads you to wonder whether bear spray would have prevented the attack or exacerbated it. Tom was treated for minor wounds, so his prayer worked. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.